episode 16, man. Dude, I know we were going to do the emergency pod. I wanted to. We got the Dodgers, baby. Scherzer and Turner. I think people are talking not talking about Trey Turner enough. I mean, obviously, Scherzer's the legend, but dude, Turner's going to be amazing for us.
Dude, what do you think? I think the Dodgers are going to do this no matter what because the Dodgers, I think they're going to keep Seager at shortstop, put Turner at second base. But do you think maybe Turner might be the better shortstop defensively? I don't know. So. I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. It might be an unpopular opinion, but the Dodgers are never going to take Seager at a shortstop. But maybe Turner might be the better defensive.
They're going to put him in center instead, right? Or no?
Who, Seager?
No,
Turner, I'm saying Turner. Between the two of them, they're going to play middle infield. Yeah. They have to.
Okay.
Turner's got to play second, yeah. I think, and Seager's going to be at shortstop. But, I mean, I wouldn't put it – I don't know. I think Turner might be the better defensive shortstop, but it's subjective. Could be whatever day you're watching them.
And then Mookie or Turner lead off, it doesn't matter. Yeah, either way, right?
Yeah. Either way, we got a solid infield now, I think, if you keep Turner at third, Seager at third, shortstop, Turner at second, Muncy at first.
Yeah, no Bellinger at first. They're getting the airmail throws.
Honestly, I think right now with the way our team sits up, I think Bellinger might be the weakest player. I think Bellinger might be our weakest link right now.
Are you as far as hitting or just overall?
Yeah, as far as overall. As far as hitting, dude, I mean, he's terrible, dude. He can't hit right now. He can't hit. I would honestly, I'm thinking – tell me your thought on this. How crazy would this be? It won't happen because the Dodgers they just live and die by certain things. It won't happen. But imagine if they benched him right now and you run three outfielders, Mookie, Pollock, and Taylor.
No, I love that. You can't take Pollock out of the lineup right now because our best.
No, that's why. I honestly.
But we're paying Bellinger. No, how much are we paying?
Nothing right now.
Nothing right
next
now,
year. Nothing. Yeah. You know him and Bueller. They're on minimum contracts right now.
Bueller just won next year. Bueller just won pitcher of the month. There we go.
He did. The guy's beast.
He pitches tomorrow against Astros, right?
I think so. You see that? You see they posted a picture of him, Kershaw, and Scherzer all talking.
Yeah, in the dugout. Well, they all came in, and then that was cool when he surprised JT. That was cool
That's a scary pitching lineup, dude.
Yeah, how do we not sweep the D-backs, bro? We can't be losing. On Friday night.
I think we were so pumped about the trade. Maybe they were so pumped and hyped about the trade that they were just like, kind of like, I don't know. We're in celebration mode. Forgot they had a game.
Yeah. So what do you expect to see from the fans the next 2 days?
The trash throws are coming out of town. Sure. I expect to see the fans very rowdy, booing a lot, but nothing's going to happen. Unfortunately, I think,
you saying you don't think anyone will be thrown out? Yeah.
Nah, nothing's gonna happen. And here's another take I have. I think the Dodgers are gonna get so hyped and so pumped for these next two games. I think this is gonna be the catalyst to boost them into this second half of the season.
I agree. I like that too. Even though we said that 2 weeks ago, like this is the catalyst. But we also didn't know we were gonna trade for these guys either. Yeah. So it's.
I think they get so hyped and so pumped that we win these two games and we don't look back. I think we just come like a freight train through the Western Division.
Who do we play after?
Who we got after? I don't even know off the top of my head because these are the dates I had circled. I don't even know who we're playing next.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They could end the season after this. We just sweep them and give us the ring.
Exactly. Who? Here, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, Angels.
Oh, that's right.
There you go. All right. They suck. They're at home. We could go see Otani too. Damn it.
That's right. We got Angels and then we're on the road.
We got an East Coast trip. Yep.
Which I'm not too concerned about. I think the Mets are still frauds.
Dude, what do you think? That was like one of the best MLB trade deadlines of probably the last decade, right?
Yeah, it was a good one.
That was insane. Definitely a
good one.
How about the Cubs?
I didn't see coming.
Cubs trading Rizzo, Baez, and
their whole lineup, basically.
Yeah, and then they all hit a homer on the third debuts. You saw that?
Because they already got rid of Jock earlier, and now they get rid of those three guys.
And then Schwarber's the boss. Oh, no, he's already gone, yeah.
Who's left?
They just went from – when did they win, 2017?
Yeah, they – I mean, they got to be rebuilding. I mean, obviously, they're rebuilding, but who's in their farm system? I don't even know.
Yeah, no idea.
But I don't know. The Dodgers, I think – I like – last podcast, I said I was nervous. I like it now. I think we play Houston. This is almost baseball can change.
It's funny because we had that Houston clip. It said that you're nervous before we do the trade. And it's like, let's take that all out. We're not nervous anymore.
Yeah, can we get our producer? Can you edit that out? But hey, you know, my interesting thing is the Giants. What are the Giants going to do? They didn't. Are they going to go try to go wire to wire with this? I don't know.
The way they're, I mean, they still got the lead, right? 3 games?
Yep.
And so you know what, here, his shoulder again. You saw that?
I did.
Hopefully it's not too bad.
Here, I'm going to give you my bold prediction right now. Here's my bold prediction. Mark it down. Going.
What happened?
Dodgers win the West.
Okay.
I'm telling you, after this Houston series, I think they go on a tear. Dodgers win the West. I think you get the Giants, Padres in that one game playoff, wild card game. Lose or winner faces the Dodgers in a 5-game series. I think the Dodgers take that 5-game series, no matter which team it is. And then I'll take our chances against the Brewers or the Mets in a 7-game series.
I agree, man. I'm not worried about, besides our division, I'm not worried about those other teams, are you?
Actually, you know what? Actually, here, I'll tell you this. I think the Dodgers get to the World Series. Once they get to the World Series, I don't know about that. I think the Dodgers get to the World Series, and I think there's 4 teams that I think can come out of the AL. I'm going to go Red Sox, Tampa Bay. I hate to say it, but the Trash Astros. And actually, I'm going to go the Oakland A's. I'm going to say watch out for the Oakland A's. I think Chicago White Sox, dude, you play in the Central. Every single year, the Central just gets –
Oh, I know. Twins, every year they come there, lose right away.
Thanks for coming, Central. I don't think the White Sox have it. They got a good manager.
I can see
the
Rays Dodgers repeat. Rays are good.
I think it's going to be one of those 4 teams. Watch out for Oakland. I think Oakland's going to come on very strong. They always do. Oakland always is a tough team to play in the second half of the season.
I think Red Sox are going to have a bad second half.
Yeah, I think Dodgers make the World Series. I don't know what happens after that. It depends on who we have to play.
Just because we got Scherzer and Turner, right?
Write it down. Mark it down. find your local book. Tell them you want Dodgers to win the NL pennant right now. See what odds you can get on it.
I think we're still the favorites, though, right?
We got to be. Now. We have to be now. We have to be now. We have to be now. I mean, but that's the thing. How amazing was that day in LA sports, though?
It was insane. Oh, yeah. So
Lakers, dude. Dodgers.
Making big moves, Westbrook. What do you think of that? It's going to be exciting to watch.
You go first, actually.
I like Westbrook more than you. I know that. But
that's very true.
He can't shoot. They were saying Buddy Hield, but Buddy Hield, he was playing for Sacramento this whole time. Those are like garbage games. So, of course, he's shooting 30 times a game. At least Westbrook's done it in the playoffs. I know he hasn't won, but.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind Westbrook, I guess I should say. It's not like I don't have anything against Westbrook. I don't mind Westbrook. I think my bigger fear is right now, I think, Westbrook had all his triple doubles and he had all the triple doubles when he was in OKC. I just think I still worry with this team because there's only one ball to go around still. And I think
this will give LeBron time to rest during the regular season because, you know, Westbrook will be going all out all season.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, we just pick up what?
Dwight Howard.
We bring back Howard.
Back.
Are we are we going forward?
Dude, we lost Caruso, man. Sad day in LA. Signed with the Bulls, yeah.
The Bulls. And they got Lonzo. They threw $85 million at Lonzo.
That's good
insane. Luck with that, Bulls. Have fun with that. Yeah.
So
you're definitely not gonna kick yourself down.
So they're just gonna play with all they're just gonna play with all guards, Ball, Caruso, and
yes.
And Levine.
Play small. I don't know. Try to
MJ's not walking speed. Through that door, dude. Bulls got no chance.
Okay, but that's the thing that worries me about the Lakers. Our average age just skyrocketed.
I think it's got to be like 33 years old.
You realize that, right? We just brought Dwight back. We got Ariza. Both those guys are over 35.
I think Wayne Ellington's 35. I don't know, man.
So does that help us or does that hinder us?
I don't know. If this was 2009, it would be a lot better.
I agree. That's why I'm still a little skeptical about some of these moves.
And then what else? Oh, Chris Paul stayed for 4 years. Dude, he got so much money. How old is he? These NBA contracts are insane, man.
What did he do, $120 million? was it 125 or something?
Yeah, at 36 years old. All because he had, I mean, he was amazing last year. I get it. But.
All these older guys are getting paid right now. I mean, so what's that tell you if you're one of the younger kids in the league right now? Just go for longevity. Just stay the course. Just stick with the team. Just stick it out and just don't get hurt. And just you'll get paid down the road. You're gonna make just as much money.
And what about Kawhi opted out, right? But they say he's just going to come back for a year and then.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to renegotiate. I think they're just going to redrop a different contract, I think. But yeah. I don't know. Crazier things have happened.
I mean, what else? Shit, man. Yeah, a lot of. Oh, Kyle Lowry to the Heat. You saw that? That's another old guy, mate. I mean, it's contracts, dude. These older guys are making so much money.
And that's the thing. So they just picked up him, but they're also going to give Butler a max deal.
Yeah.
They can't have that much. How much money they got down there? They can't have that much money, right?
That's what I said.
I don't know. Where's all this money coming from? I guess was I asleep? Because I mean, I knew European soccer is where the money's at. Apparently, NBA's now is trying to step up their game.
Speaking of soccer, bro, that was awesome. But is the Gold Cup a big deal? Not really, right?
If you look at it like this, if you look at the Gold Cup as basically what Italy just won for Europe. USA just won for North America. But here's the thing. I mean, the Gold Cup in North America has like 12 teams in it total. I'm just giving, emphasizing a number here. They have 12 teams in that tournament total. You go to Europe, there's actually 12 different countries that have a chance of winning it, you know? So, I mean, the Gold Cup is just.
Yeah. It doesn't give us any help to like a qualifier of the World Cup, right? Winning that?
No, it doesn't. We still got to start World Cup qualifiers next month. But I mean, anytime you beat Mexico, that's where it's at. I mean, anytime you beat Mexico, you get to celebrate, and at least you know it's for pride. The Gold Cup isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, those fans were insane last night. You saw those fans.
If you had to ask me, on like obviously the Euro is the biggest of all the continents, and then the next one I'd probably say is South America, and then I'd probably say African Cup of Nations is the third. The North American one is for show. It's
COVID, you know, make it seem like they all stage. It all kind of seem like they're all together this year because of COVID.
Okay. You don't forget Euro was supposed to be last year. It was supposed to be Euro 2020, and then that's why it was all the schedule's all screwed up. But I mean, hey, you know what? I got to give props to USA though, because they won that game against Mexico with a bunch of kids that had no business being on that field.
And so that's a good few.
Play,
the future's looking good. Dude. That was like
they came to play.
B team against, that was
Mexico's I looked at A that team. Roster and I was like, who the hell are these guys?
The one guy I didn't know was that Zardes guy.
Josie Zardes.
Yeah, that's one you
there
know
was
too.
No Pulisic. Okay. There was no Reyna. There were all that crew was not there. But hey, they beat Mexico and they get to say that and they get to lift that.
Trophy that's the second time they beat him. Is that the second time they beat him this year?
In 2 months, yeah.
What was the other finals? What was the other game?
In June, we beat them in the Nations, CONCACAF Nations Cup. There's so many cups in soccer. I'm weird.
I can't keep up, bro.
I'm a weird guy. I just follow all these soccer cups. I know them all. So
what happened to your U.S. women's team, dude?
Is that what happens
when you go woke, right?
Yeah, I don't think they know what happens to them. You know, like they just got punched in the mouth. Canada, come on, Canada, bro, Canada. We're talking Canada.
I can't keep up with these when the games are on. I've missed so many games. But you said you've been.
It's a time difference.
I can't get into the Olympics. I don't know. I know tonight the men's team plays right against Spain.
It's the first
game that they'll be on TV. The men's basketball team.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All the other games have been on. No, they didn't make it. All the other games have been on like Peacock, but this one's on NBC.
And delayed, or sometimes they're on USA. That's the thing. You gotta switch back between USA, NBC Sports, regular NBC, and then CNBC or whatever. So like literally, you just gotta flip back and forth nonstop between those. But I've been watching some of the track and field. Dude, the track and field's been pretty insane.
Well, yeah, we just saw what's her name? Was that for the gold or that was just
heat? No, that was just a heat. Allison Felix crushed it in her 400 meter. A lot of questions was how is she going to bounce back? This is like her third Olympics, I think. She just had a baby last year, I think. So like a lot of people were questioning what's she going to be like. Yeah. She crushed it, dude. She looked like she could have ran another few hundred.
Dude, what about the other track and field? They accepted the tie. That was pretty cool, but.
That's crazy. What are the odds of that? But dude, I got
like the first time ever.
I don't know if it's the first time ever, but I mean, it's definitely rare. It's definitely rare.
Yeah. We were talking before the pod, dude. Italy guy wins the 100.
Yeah, where'd that come from, dude? If you would have asked me if there's even an Italian guy running track and field, I would have said maybe a long distance guy, sprinter.
They said like a month ago he didn't barely qualify there. It's kind of saying, did this guy do drugs or something?
And did you see that also? He's the first European to ever win the gold medal in the men's 100 meter. And he now set the fastest European time of all time at a 9.80.
And no one was talking about it. Right?
Like, they're not runners, man. No, nobody's talking about it. Everybody was saying there was a Jamaican dude that missed the final.
Yeah.
Who was one of the favorites. The USA guy, I can't think of his name. He was one of the favorites. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Italian dude comes and takes the gold medal. Like, what the fuck?
That's insane, man. Or was he finishing during the heats?
Apparently, that's the thing. I don't think he won any of his heats, if I'm recalling correctly. I could be wrong. I don't think he won any of his heats, but he just kept on qualifying, finished top three, and then boom, he gets to the final. It's like chip in a chair. All you got to do is get there, I guess.
So what are the big ones left? Which ones? The 200?
We've got the relays.
Okay.
There's some big relays left. Obviously, we got men's and women's basketball finals. USA baseball lost to Japan.
They were up. They were winning.
But they're still in it. They go to the loser's bracket. So it's a double elimination. If they lose one more, they're out. Okay. So they could still get to the gold medal match. So they're still in it.
You said it's just a bunch of college. There's a few ex.
There's a few former pros, but Mike Socha is the coach, and I love Mike Socha, former Dodger. I think he's a good guy, and I'm glad
he plays small ball, right?
Gig, exactly. He's old school. He got that gig after getting bounced from Anaheim, so I'm cheering for him. Really, I hope Socha pulls.
How's he looking? I love to see him. How's he looking these days?
He looks good, dude. Yeah. He looks good. Still looks same old nice. Mike Socha, man. Same old Mike Socha. I mean,
those big. You think your coach and them will be again?
I think he's done. I think he likes this USA gig. It's a perfect job for retirement. You don't want to, the baseball season is so grueling on you, dude. That's a 365 day job. I think being the USA coach, he spent a lot of time with his family.
Did you notice any of his assistant coaches or is it?
I haven't actually. I don't even know who his assistants are now. No clue, but I don't know. Right, so Olympics is wrapping up.
It's end this week, but that's why we rely on you to keep up with Olympics here.
I'm on this. Dude, trust me. Like, what do you want an update on? Women's water polo, USA is dominating.
Simone Biles is going to, she's actually going to come back now.
She's going to do one. She's doing the balance beam. It's going to be our time this coming morning, so it's going to be what day? I've lost track, but it's going to be tonight for us. So by the next time we do the podcast,
but it's not going to be live though, right?
It should be 4 a.m I believe, if I'm not mistaken. It should be 4 a.m but then they'll show it obviously the next night, prime time,
next day. Well, that's another thing. I wake up to all these like, this girl won, so you already know, and then
exactly. See, we're early risers. I know you're going to work early. I wake up early just out of nowhere. So, like, that's why sometimes I watch these games. I watch the USA baseball game. I watch all the women's softball.
Wait, so you're watching the baseball game today? I thought they were winning at the first 5 minutes.
No, Japan came back. Japan came back and beat them. It was a comeback win.
Let me guess. Edwin Jackson gave up the runs.
Actually, I don't even know who gave it the runs, but I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. But yeah, dude, I've been following all the USA. USA men's volleyball got bounced. They did not look good.
But the women's team's still in it, right?
Women's volleyball is still in it. They got a tough draw, though. I think it's going to be difficult for them. What else? Beach volleyball. We were not good in beach volleyball. This year, we only have one team out of the four that advanced, and they might get beat up, so... But hey, you know, you can't win them all, I guess.
Well, thanks for the Olympic updates, bro.
That's the Olympic minute.
What about now? We got NFL, dude. That sucks. Carson Wentz. Weeks.
Did they say how long? What's the timetable?
5 to 12 weeks, which I don't even know how you get that timetable. Because if it's 5 weeks, he could play week one. If not, then week seven, he'll come back.
I mean, Was there high expectations of that team?
I thought so.
You thought Indy was going to be solid.
You're not a Wentz guy. I don't know. He's been.
Oh no, I I don't got a dog in the fight. I don't really care for Wentz. I don't mind him. I have no issue.
You know, the backup is that you know the two backups are. You'll know this since you're the college football guys, Brett Hundley and Jacob Eason.
Oh, is Hundley still around?
Yeah, he's still around.
Well, was it okay? Hold on, Hundley originally got drafted to the Packers, didn't he? Yeah. Am I thinking
then,
the right?
UCLA and Rodgers was like, yeah, Rodgers kicked him out. Then Jacob Eason, where'd he go? They just drafted him this year. Did he go? Is that Georgia?
Blake?
Jacob Eason. Pretty sure he was at Georgia.
You could be right. Was he the one that came back? He quit or something. He wasn't playing, and he came back, and he ended up being the starter because the main guy got knocked out.
Let me see.
No, Georgia was the other kid.
He went to Georgia. Wait. Oh, Eason was Washington and Georgia. He went to Georgia and then went to Washington.
Okay, that's it. Because Georgia had the stud quarterback that got hurt at the beginning of the year.
Fromm, right?
Yeah.
There.
Now LSU's quarterback might be done for the year. He's hurt.
Oh, I saw that. And then what was another news? Didn't the high school guy, what was this top high school recruit just –
the top high school recruit. Didn't he go to USC or something?
I don't know. There's big news regarding a QB to the.
I missed that. Let's see. Well, Saban's deal. You saw that. Saban's deal final year, $11.5 million for Saban. Jesus. Oh, you're talking about the high school, the kid that's he's leaving early to enroll at Ohio State.
Wow. So he's foregoing. He's the number one recruit, right? And then he's going to Ohio State.
He's skipping his senior year to start his classes early at Ohio State. Basically wants to get on the field as soon as possible. So this kid, I don't know. This kid could be legit. I don't even know where he's from. Do you know where he's from?
No, they made a big deal of it. I don't know.
I'm excited. College football's getting ready to start, dude. I love this time of year.
They said we'll have football from now until all the way until February, dude. Because the Hall of Fame game's Thursday.
You know what we got to do? We got to go. What is it? Is it New Year's Day or New Year's Eve? We got to go to Arizona for the Barstool Sports Bowl.
I know, dude. I'm down. That's this year, right?
They signed I'm not, it for not it. Down. I'm not not down, dude. Let's do it. Yeah, it's this year.
Of course they have a bowl game now. The Barstool just keeps –
I think it's like a MAC team and a Mountain West team or something. I could be wrong, but I know it's not.
It's on New Year's Day, right? Or New Year's Eve.
Is it Eve or Day? I forget. It's one of those. But you know they're gonna have like parties and it's Arizona, dude. Come on, Arizona's like
dude, Big Cat's gonna college. Big Cat's is gonna do the halftime. Or no, is he gonna get jump out of a plane?
National anthem.
Oh my gosh. Talking to the room will be live there, dude. Right.
So. We should do, dude.
We should.
We got to do a live feed somewhere. We got to do a live one somewhere. Get our producer. Actually, I'll have our producers. We got to get our agents too. Have our agents talk to somebody over there and get us doing a live feed. That's what we got to do.
We need a media passes, right?
Yeah.
At all media games. Passes.
We'll do the same thing. We'll put the fake mustache on and like fake credentials, and we'll just sneak in.
We're Uncle Big Cat's kids or Ned's kids.
Uncle Ned's kids. You know, he's putting around the living room. Oh, man. Dude.
Well, yeah, Friday, that was awesome, man. That was a huge day for LA, hopefully. So you think this is you think it's a huge turning point now? You are going to sweep
this is the turning point, man. This is the turning point. I think we get by the Astros, man, and I think we don't look back. We don't look back. I think we take the West, and I'm calling it right now. I think we get to the World Series, and then at that point, we got to see who we're playing. But
okay, now playing the other role. How do we not get there if Bellinger can't hit? Kenley keeps. You know, we didn't get any bullpen help.
No. Okay. Worst case scenario, because I've already thought about a million of these. Worst case scenario, I think we play the wild card game. Which
that's what we've been thinking. Point, that's what we say on every pod. We got to avoid the wild card game.
I want to avoid the wild card game as much as possible, even though I still like our chances in a one game against San Francisco or. San Diego, so I'm not really worried. Actually, worst case scenario, what if San Diego just completely misses the wild card? What if the second place team, like who is it? Would it be the Cardinals or the Phillies? What if they sneak into the wild card?
I won't be surprised, man. Aren't they still? They're seven games out, right, San Diego?
Or six,
yeah. And now if Tatis is out for, that's crazy.
That's That's the thing. I mean, we keep on talking. Those are the three teams in the West. What if one of them doesn't get in? What if the Padres just keep on slipping back further and further and further?
I know, all that hype, and I thought it was just going to be two, just us and the Padres, and now just going to be us and the Giants maybe. But we'll see. I'm sure the Padres will get on a run.
Okay, so here we go. I'm looking at, I got the standings right now. So Cincinnati is four back of the Padres. That's completely doable.
Who the Padres get again? Giants got Chris Bryant, right? Then Padres got who?
They picked up the leftover pitcher that they didn't get for not getting Scherzer.
No, they got someone else, dude.
Cincinnati could catch them, man. Cincinnati could easily catch them for that next wild card spot. We're 3.5 clear. And then the Cardinals, dude. The Cardinals are always in the mix, dude. The Cardinals are always in the mix. The Cardinals are 6.5 back of the Padres.
Yeah, and you never want to see the Cardinals in the playoffs. Screw that. They always beat us.
So maybe that's worst case scenario. Dodgers have to play like a would be Phillies or Cincinnati, which I still think we're fine. Doesn't matter.
That's fine.
My worst case scenario is we don't get past the Giants in 5-game series. That's my worst case scenario, I think.
Well, that's definitely worst case. That would ruin everything.
But we're not thinking that way. I think we're going to be fine. I think we make it to the World Series. Calling it right now. Mark it.
All right, I'll lock it in.
Mark, where's Meredith? Get Meredith to call up his boy. No. Pin that in right now.
We got a fade, Meredith, remember? did Jules' cousin do his fight yet or no?
No, he is the 5th. So he is not going till the 5th. So a couple more days, I believe. Let me double check here. I had it pulled up because I was looking. I wanted to make sure that we talk about it. We get it on there. I want to say it's the 5th. I believe so.
It's the, what'd you say? It was karate?
Yeah, karate. And he is one of the top two favorites to win the gold, so.
Dude, you've been watching ping pong. Did you see that one rally today?
I didn't. What happened?
Oh, just like these guys are insane. Just look it up. It's insane.
All right, I'll find it, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I dabble a little in the table tennis. These guys are too good in the Olympics.
Well, yeah, you think you're pretty good, but just wait till you watch them.
You just sit down. Just don't even. These guys bring a little cover for their paddles and everything. You know you're good if you got your own paddle.
That's like when you see the guys with their own shoes and ball at the bowling alley. You're like, oh, this guy's good.
No, I just do it to get out of the house, you know, one night a week. Yeah, right. Dude,
he's like totally unprepared and he's throwing fucking 200s in a row.
Oh, I'm hot. I'm feeling it tonight. Here we go. Here
going
we go.
Rocks.
All right. All right. He is going on the 5th. So, yeah, August 5th. We got a couple of days.
Let me text me since you're the correspondent. Text me when it's about to happen.
I will. I'll try to find the live feed and I'll get that out to us. And he's going to bring home the gold if he sweeps the leg. Just he has to sweep the leg.
And then we'll celebrate at over under.
Yeah. Jules, you can come too.
When is he going to come on the pod?
It's a great question. I just saw him on Saturday.
And he saw what he said. Still 10:30. And he was like, we can't do 10:30.
I'm gonna get him on. I'm gonna text him and I'm gonna get him on. It was just, you know what, the problem is, it's just, you know, the problem is the Jules is there's no filter.
Sure, we might get
all of our sponsors. All of our sponsors right out the window. Jules comes on, sponsors off. That's how it's gonna be. So we gotta be willing to accept that.
That's true. I'm gonna
Let's do it. It could be a good entertainment. Hey, you know what? We've got to be risk takers in this business, all right? This is how we're going to get ahead.
I know. Or get canceled.
Yeah, one of the two. It's either all in or all out, you know? There's no such thing as halfway crooks, so.
All right, brother. We'll do another one this week. But you can't do it until.
All right, man.
But you can't do only tomorrow, right?
I can do tomorrow. I can actually do Friday. I can do Friday.
Oh, shit. That wouldn't be a bad one. I think my producer will be back, too.
Nice. Get a producer back.
We'll figure it out. And we got to get Edgar on too.
Edgar, let's go. He's got a Max appearance. Is there going to be a Max appearance?
Oh, you know for sure.
Get Max.
Oh, with his Dodger outfit on.
That's what we got to do. Because you know, like the past World Cup or like big tournaments, they always have like some animal that's like they put the two countries or the two teams in front of the animal and the animal like goes and picks. That's what we got to do. We're going to do that with Max. We're going to put like, you know, we're going to. And then we're gonna bet on it. That's I just
wherever Max. Bet on it.
NFL schedule, we're going to put two NFL teams in front of Max, whichever one he goes for. Two balls of yarn. That's what we'll do. Two balls of yarn. Whichever ball of yarn he goes for, we're betting that team.
I mean, That's what we're doing.
Okay,
I'm down.
And, dude, we're going to blow this thing up. We're going to go viral when he hits us like 7 weeks in a row. Watch. I'm calling it right now. Max, prepare yourself.
Max, be ready, man.
Be ready, Max.
All right, bro.
All right, man.
Later.
Later.